At the beginning of the pews, the first three pews, there are bits of pieces of paper and some coloring material. And my challenge to the few kids that are here today is to please, and the adults if they want to, draw me the face of a pig. Yeah, of a piglet or of a big pig, whatever, or the whole pig. And I will need you to show me later on in the talk what you've done. Is that okay? You can go and get some of the materials there. And if you've done that, you can draw whatever you like. We saw in the video the man in the story that we are looking at today. And he was a man who was possessed by demons. They caused him to wander around naked among the tombs. He was living in the cemetery. Sometimes people had taken him back into the town, into the place, I presume, where his family was, and had tied him up to keep him under control. But every time when the demon entered into him, he became so strong that he was able to break free, and he was led into desolate places again, outside the town, into the cemetery. And as we saw in the video, and as it is, the story is told in Mark 5, we read that he would be crying out in a loud voice. He was screaming and shouting, and he would cut himself with stones. This man was held hostage by demons. Now, we may not know how that feels. You know, there are often misconceptions about people who are possessed by a demon and people who have a mental illness. The two are completely different things. This man was possessed by a demon. And perhaps we can somehow begin to relate a little bit to him when we think about things that may have become like a demon in our own life. Something that is possessing us against our will. Something over which we may not have the full control. Maybe it is something in our thoughts. Something we are overthinking all the time. Maybe it is the voices that we have in our lives, of ourselves, of parents, of teachers, voices that we cannot make quiet. And no matter how many times we'll tell them to be quiet, they keep coming back. We keep hearing them in our heads. Maybe it is our work, or our need to succeed. Maybe we have a sense of greed in our lives. A way in which we handle food or alcohol. Destructive habits that we practice. Or a deep, deep grief that seems to have taken over who we are. These are things that have a hold on us, that could drive us insane, that take us to places of deep loneliness and desolation. The demons in the man of the story knew who Jesus is. The spiritual world around us, the world that we cannot always see, knows exactly who Jesus is, knows where he comes from, and knows the authority he has. Some of us may not even believe that Jesus is the Son of God. But you know what? The spirits and the demons in the netherworld, they know who he is. And I wonder if that should say something to us. In the video, we saw that they make the man shout out, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God?" Not just Son of God, Son of the Most High God. "Jesus, what do you want with me?" They know exactly who he is. And you know what? They still do. If you ever feel surrounded by darkness, by thoughts that choke you, by fear that you cannot overcome, that seems to drown you, you can call on that name and say, "Jesus." You can say to the darkness, "I belong to Jesus. You know him. He is the Son of the Most High God. I belong to him. Away with you. Away with you, darkness and spirits. Away with you, demons." Or if you do not have the power and the courage to do that, you can just call out, "Jesus, help. Help me, please." The powers of darkness know who Jesus is. They tremble at the sound of his name, we read in the Bible. They know that their time is limited, that he is stronger than they are. They tried to get hold of him too. But Jesus is far, far stronger. In him is life and power, far above what they are able to do. And in this story, Jesus shows what power he has. He asks the name of the man, and the demon answers, and he says, "We are legion." For there were many demons in the man. And Jesus tells them to leave. Not with a lot of poo-ha, not with a lot of screaming and shouting and things that we sometimes hear and see on television. He just tells them to leave. And the demons ask him that they will not be thrown into the abyss, but that they are allowed to go into this herd of pigs that is grazing, or whatever pigs do, on the hillside. And Jesus allows them to do so. And we've seen it in the video. As soon as they do, the pigs run off the hill and into the sea. That's a strange detail in this story, isn't it? Jesus heals a man, and a whole bunch of pigs dies. How weird is that? Why did he destroy so many pigs? And there were many. You could see it. And we read it in Mark. 2,000. 2,000 pigs there were. When you read in commentaries, you can read the most weird and wonderful explanation for why people think Jesus did it this way. But perhaps it was just because Jesus was Jewish and the Jews were not allowed to keep pigs or eat pork, or they were unclean animals to Jewish people. So perhaps the demons were allowed to go in the pigs, just like that. But there is one explanation that I would like to explore a little bit here today. And it claims that Jesus allowed the demons to go into the pigs so that people could see that there were indeed legion of them, that there were thousands of them, that it was not just one demon that Jesus drove out. but if you like, a whole herd of them. That Jesus has so much authority, that his power is so great, that he is able to drive out 2,000 demons all at once. There is another idea connected to this. And this is not an idea that I came up with myself. It is actually one of J. John's ideas, the evangelist who is connected with the Just One Emirates event next year. And he says, the 2,000 pigs that the demons went into and were allowed to go into, that was the price of this one man's life. Now, I had a look on the internet, and I just Googled, send a pig. And you get one of these websites where you can send a pig. In this case, it was a piglet, to send to poor farmers in Cambodia, cost you £25. And a poor farmer in Cambodia gets a little piglet. And they grow it into a pig and, you know, have a living. If you would buy 2,000 piglets, then, I won't ask you how much that is, but it is £50,000. I've done the maths on my calculator beforehand. £50,000 for 2,000 piglets. That is quite a substantial amount of money. However, in ancient days, it would be far, far more than what we would buy for £50,000. And some people did the maths and they say it would be more like the equivalent of £200,000. That's just jumped off the cliff there. £200,000. It is a crazy amount of money. I've never seen it. I know the houses here in Enfield are kind of in that, well, you don't even get a house in Enfield for that amount of money. But it is a crazy amount of money. And we know that the lives of people are not worth that amount of money, especially not the life of someone who is of no particular use, who has no economic value, who just takes up time and resources. We know that the life of a person like that is not worth that kind of money. We see it every day, every week. Thousands of people still drown in the Mediterranean and the most affluent countries of the world claim that there are no resources to help them. In doing so, we put a price on the life of these people. And so we can safely say that it is a crazy amount of money. Jesus shows us how much worth one man has for him. One life. One person who has no value whatsoever in any way to anyone else. 2,000 pigs. The equivalent of £200,000. But it is only a small example of what was to come, of the price that God puts on human life, of what God gives for one person to be set free. For God paid the highest price ever paid for human life. He gave his son, his one and only son. That is what God gives for us to be free from powers that keep us hostage, from fear, from evil, from darkness. And he did it for every person at all times. No matter how valuable we think we are, or how worthless the world thinks we are, God has given his Son, Jesus Christ, for each and every one of us, wherever we are and whoever we are. Anyone who believes in him is saved. Today is Father's Day. This is how much our Heavenly Father, God, loves us. The price he puts on our life, the worth he gives to us, is literally priceless. He gave his Son so that we may live. He gave the most costly thing he had to show what it really means to be a father. And he invites us with that, come and be my child. Come, I want to be your father. I want to show you how good life is. I want to show you how much you're worth.